Well, good morning. It is July 28th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. I finally have our list of those of you who have been following me along since the very beginning. You guys have reached over 200 days, and you will be receiving a prize. And so I just want to announce those names and just give you a round of applause. We got Lori Aldrich. We got Diane Barlow, Jim Bellrose, Mary Dennison, Chris Eustace, Abby Chose, who was watching even while she was in the hospital with a little baby. Yeah, that should get a special prize. Pam Trink, Charlene Sanis, Carol Fuchs, and Sarah Howard. If I have missed something, that's just according to my records. If I missed your name, and you've been with me right along, and I didn't mention you, I apologize. Just contact me, and I'll be sure to do that. But yes, congratulations to everybody. Sorry it took me a little bit, just between sports camp and a lot of other things running around as a pastor. I didn't get all my records all set, but yes, I got a nice little prize for you. You're gonna get it in the mail like you did last time. So be looking for your mailboxes. Be looking in your mailboxes for that prize here in the next few days. But that said, today, on the 28th of July, we are going to be picking up in Judges chapter 11. We're going to be picking up in verse 12 and reading to the end of the chapter. Acts 15, Jeremiah 24, and Mark chapter 10. So, let's get in the Word today. Judges chapter 11, we're going to pick up in verse 12 and read to the end of the chapter. And Jephthah sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon, saying, What hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, Because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt, and from Arnon even unto Jabbok, and unto Jordan. And now therefore restore those lands again peaceably. And Jephthah sent messengers again unto the king of the children of Ammon, and said unto him, Thus saith Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from Egypt, and walked through the wilderness unto the Red Sea and unto Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers unto the king of Edom, saying, Let me, I pray thee, pass through thy land. But the king of Edom would not hearken thereunto. And in like manner they sent unto the king of Moab, but he would not consent. And Israel abode in Kadesh. And then they went along through the wilderness and compassed the land of Edom and the land of Moab and came by the east side of the land of Moab and pitched on the other side of Arnon, but came not within the border of Moab, for Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon. And Israel said unto him, Let us pass, we pray thee, through the land into my place. But Sihon trusted not Israel to pass through their coast. But Sihon gathered all the people together and pitched in Jahaz and fought against Israel. And the Lord God of Israel delivered Sihon and all of his people into the hand of Israel, and they smote them. And so Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. And they possessed all the coasts of the Amorites from Arnon even unto Jabbok, and from the wilderness even unto Jordan. And so now the Lord God of Israel hath dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel. And shouldest thou possess it? Wilt not thou possess that which Chemosh thy God giveth thee to possess? And so whomsoever the Lord our God shall drive out from before us, them will we possess. And now art thou anything better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them? And while Israel dwelt in Heshbon and her towns, and in Aor and her towns, and in all the cities that be along the coast of Arnon 300 years, why therefore did ye not recover them within that time? And wherefore I have not sinned against thee, but thou doest wrong to war against me, the Lord the judge, to be judged this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. Howbeit the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah which he sent them. And then the spirit of the Lord came unto Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he passed over unto the children of Ammon. Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord, and said, If thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into mine hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. And so Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands. And he smote from Aor, even till thou come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards with a very great slaughter. And thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah and to his house, and behold, his daughters came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances, and she was his only child. And besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." And she said unto him, "My father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me according to that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth. For as much as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of thine enemies, even the children of Ammon." And she said unto her father, "Let this thing be done to me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up and down unto the mountain and bewail my virginity, I and my fellows." And he said, "Go." And he sent her away for 2 months, and she went with her companions and bewailed her virginity unto the mountains. And it came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned unto her father, who did with her according to the vow which he had vowed. And she knew no man, and it was a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite for 4 days in a year. That was the remainder of Judges chapter 11, picking up in verse 12. Let's move on over to Acts chapter 15. Acts 15 today. "And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren, and said, Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. And when therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about his question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all the things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto him, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth, should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we are able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silent, and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people from his name. And to this agree the words of the prophet, as it is written, After this I will return, and will build again the tabernacle of David which has fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all of these things. Known unto God are all of his works from the beginning of the world. And wherefore my sentence is that we trouble them which are from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. And then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner, The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. For as much as we have heard that certain went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying, Ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we have no such commandment, seem good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which, if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. fare ye well. And so, when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which, when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. And after they had tarried them a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, "Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do." And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder, one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed into Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. That was Acts chapter 15. Let's move on over to Jeremiah chapter 24. Jeremiah chapter 24 today. Jeremiah 24, "The Lord showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of the Lord after that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jehoiakim, the son of, Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah with the carpenters and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very naughty figs, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. And when said the Lord, then said the Lord unto me, 'What seest thou, Jeremiah?' And I said, 'Figs, the good figs, very good, and the evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten. They are so evil.' And again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, 'Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And as for the evil figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so evil, surely, thus saith the Lord, so will I give Zedekiah the king of Judah and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remaineth in this city, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt, and I will deliver them to be removed into the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse in all the places whither I shall drive them. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and to their fathers." That was Jeremiah chapter 24. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 today. Mark 10. "And he arose from thence, and cometh into the coasts of Judah by the farther side of Jordan. And the people resort unto him again, and as he was wont, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, 'Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife?' Tempting him. And he answered and said unto them, 'What did Moses command you?' And they said, 'Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away.' And Jesus answered and said unto them, 'For the hardness of your heart he wrote you that precept. But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. And for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. And so then they are no more twain, but one flesh. And what therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder.' And in the house of his disciples, asked him again of the same matter. And he saith unto them, 'Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery.' And they brought young children to him, and that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, 'Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein.' And he took them up in his arms, and his hands, and put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do, that I may enter eternal life?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all of these I have observed from my youth. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, and sell whatever thou hast, and give it to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, and take up thy cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about, and saith to his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? The disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Then who can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. And then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the Gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12, and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered into the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto him, and saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? Then said they unto him, Grant us that we may sit, one on your right hand, and the other on your left, in thy glory. And Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drank of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. And Jesus called them to him, and saith unto him, Ye know that which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them, but so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard it, that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried all the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen. That was our reading for today, for July 28th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video. And again, I'll be sure to mark all that down. But again, thank you all so much for joining me each and every single day. It's a blessing. But that said, let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you so much, God, that Lord, just like that blind man that we just read about, God, we too were spiritually blind, and God, you allowed us to see. You allowed us to see you. Lord, you opened our eyes to the greatest sight, Lord, that our spiritual heart could ever see, and that is the salvation that you won for us. And so, Lord, I pray today that we would live in light of that, that we would honor you, Lord, with our whole heart today, share your gospel, and just be that city on a hill that can't be hid. We love you. help us to honor you with the rest of our day. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.